From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The City of Arcata hosting the Arcata Housing Workshop coming up Monday, September 23rd, giving community members the opportunity to discuss Arcata's housing needs. Officials say public input is crucial to the process for Arcata's future developments. Individuals who live or work, study, play, or build in Arcata are asked to attend the workshop to offer insight on housing needs. Following a brief presentation, participants will have the opportunity to discuss potential housing design ideas that could meet Arcata's needs and then share feedback with city staff. The workshop will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 23rd at the Arcata Community Center, 321 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. Refreshments and a kids' play area will be provided. A reorganization plan filed this week would have PG&E offering $18 billion in wildfire payments, with less than half of the money going directly to the victims. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the plan calls for forming two trust funds. One will be capped off at just under $8.5 billion to pay wildfire victims. Another of about the same amount going to insurers who had to pay out claims from a series of deadly Northern California blazes in 2017 and again last year. Local governments that have already settled with PG&E would receive $1 billion. An armed gas station robbery is under investigation in Blue Lake. The suspect still at large. Happened Saturday night. The man walked into the Patriot gas station, 200 block of Blue Lake Boulevard in Blue Lake. The subject approached the counter, brandishing a firearm at the cashier. The man demanded money from the cash register and ordered the cashier to place the money into a plastic bag. The cashier complied, and the man took off on foot. Deputies arrived on the scene and searched for the suspect, but were unable to locate him. He's described as having a dark complexion, being about 5 feet 7 inches tall, with a medium build. He was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, a bandana covering his face, and was in possession of a handgun. Well, the war on drugs never ends in Humboldt County, and last week was an active one for the Humboldt County Marijuana Enforcement Team. According to a release, officers served search warrants at a number of venues across the county. They confiscated 20,807 plants, also took in 1,218 pounds of processed marijuana, along with 600 pounds of marijuana shake, in addition to 42 firearms. Also, six arrests of individuals made in connection with those operations. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.